Hello, and welcome to another edition of Bob's Used Record Shop. I am Bob Taylor, your host for the next hour. If you're listening for the first time, expect the unexpected. Bob's Used Record Shop is a free-form hour of musical discovery, covering all eras and genres by an array of artists, both familiar as well as some one-of-a-kind artists that you will probably only have heard here on the shop. If you have been in a used record store in the last 10 years, then you probably realize that there have been literally millions of records recorded since the invention of the modern phonograph dating back to the late 1940s. Before that, the standard medium was a 78 RPM shellac record, technically played on a wind-up phonograph. Now, while those records still exist, the sound quality is certainly not to the standard usable for FM broadcast. But I started listening to records when I was around 4 years old. My father was a record collector, and he had a vintage RCA model VV100 wind-up phonograph that was in mint condition, and he had a huge selection of 78 RPM records. Music that ranged from the emerging sound of the new rock and roll era, and then records dating all the way back to the 1930s, such artists as the Glenn Miller Orchestra, big bands like Tommy Dorsey, Duke Ellington, as well as popular vocalists, Frank Sinatra, Peggy Lee, Tony Bennett, and vocal groups like the Ink Spots and the Mills Brothers. I developed a taste in music that had both great melody and rich vocals, and the music you'll hear today will come from my own collection of vinyl records and compact discs, as well as some contemporary digital downloads. We're going to start off the show today. We're going to go back to 1962. And this is someone known as America's Sweetheart. She was both an accomplished actress as well as a phenomenal recording artist. This is Doris Day.
The very thought of you makes my heart sing like an April breeze on the wings of spring. And you appear in all your splendor, my one and only love. The shadows fall and spread their mystic charms in the hush of night while you're in my arms. I feel your lips so warm and tender, my one and only love. The touch of your hand is like heaven, a heaven that I've never known. The blush on your cheek whenever I speak tells me that you are my own. You fill my eager heart with such desire. Every kiss you give sets my soul on fire. I give myself in sweet surrender, my one and thank you. eager heart with such desire. Every kiss you give sets my soul on fire. I give myself in sweet surrender. My one and only
girls do 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 the girls do 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 the girls, do they wanna have fun?
Do, do, do the girls, do, do, do the girls, do, do, do the girls, do they wanna have fun?
She comes home in the morning light.
Oh, oh, oh.
Mother says, when you gonna live your life right? Oh, mama dear, we're not the fortunate ones. And girls just want to have fun. Those girls just want to have
fun.
What you gonna do with your life? Oh, daddy dear, you know you're still number
one.
Girls just want to have fun.
Yes,
girls just want to have fun. It's all they really want. Some fun. With the working days done. Girls just want to have fun.
Calling themselves Big Daddy from a 1985 LP called Meanwhile, Back in the States. A record that took 80s hits and recorded them in the soulful, beautiful doo-wop style of music from the 1950s. And that was their take on the 1980s hit by Cyndi Lauper, Girls Just Want to Have Fun. Before that, an instrumental take on the Bee Gees hit, How Deep Is Your Love? That was from a 1978 demonstration LP on Columbia Records by a dance band out of Cuba called the Zim Zemeral Dance Band. And we started out Doris Day and a song from her 1962 LP called Duet that featured her and the Andre Previn Trio. We're going to continue now with live music. This is from blues legend Clarence Gatemouth Brown.
Now like this, how many of you from the Deep South? All right, I got one for you. north. Got one for you too. Now, this guy we're about to play is a false, it's wrong thing to put in history. He was not the king of the wild frontier. You know who was, don't you? Now, this next one, I hate to say it, but I must say it because I want to protect you. Now, to those who over in America illegally from across the border, you know what I'm talking about? When I play this tune, don't say a word unless everybody say something. Then you say it with them, scream with them. Otherwise, somebody gonna figure out who you are, and it might be me, and I'm gonna turn you in because they're paying big bucks for you now. You ready? Everybody to sing, just this chord for me, that'll make me awful, awful happy. Now, whether you sound good or not, who cares? Nobody will know the difference. So everybody sing because you know this tune.
Thank you. for any fame. Won't need a hug for any pleasure. I don't care if it calls my name. Won't need a hug for any glory, any honor or any praise. No, no, no. Won't need a hug for any reason till the end of my earthly days. I'm only uptown number 7. Train bound for heaven. I'm only uptown, going home. Won't get up at any station. I won't let my heart to roam. No, 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 no. I'm all in, baby. Close the door. I'm only uptown, I'm going home.
From an album released just a couple years back called Blues with Friends, that was Rock and Roll Hall of Fame artist Dion DiMucci in a collaboration he did with Brian Setzer of the Stray Cats in a town called Uptown Number 7. And we started off before that with Things Ain't What They Used to Be, Clarence Gatemouth Brown, from a live album dating to 1996. A live album that was recorded for the PBS series Austin City Limits. More music now. Here is Nat King Cole.
Last night we had a party with some mellow chicks at the gin mill down the street just to get some kicks. We sat down at a table, the cover was a deuce. The band was swinging in the mood, bring us all some juice. We started lushing, the chicks got high, but they weren't high enough. Cause we whispered love words in their ears, the chicks got rough, awful stuff. So let this be a lesson, you better stop and think before you whisper in her ear, bring another drink. Started lushing, the chicks got high, but they weren't high enough. Cause we whispered love words in their ears, the chicks got rough, awful stuff. So let this be a lesson, you better stop and think before you whisper in her ear, bring another drink.
Song dating back to 1950s, the early 1950s, and a song he recorded as the Nat King Cole Trio. That was Nat King Cole. A song called Bring Another Drink. And that brings to end the first half of our show today. Be sure to stick around. We have another half hour of music coming your way right after these important messages.